That song never gets old. Hi.
Hey there. We're back.
We're back. I'm Matt Cohen.
I'm Sean DePasquale.
Welcome to Dark Tower Hour, Episode 2. The drawing
of us.
Star Fox, which I'm going to do later. It's going to be, I'm the new Bob Ross, ladies and gentlemen. Are you not liking how this is starting?
Freshly, newly announced, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Ross is back, like, and he's this guy now.
You know, it's an elected position, much like a gunslinger is kind of a position.
Yes.
It is a title bestowed on those who are worthy, and this week we're talking about stuff related to that. We have no gunslinger-related news this week, but we have a lot of Dark Tower movie news to get through that we kind of missed last time.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of stuff happening. San Diego Comic-Con happened this past weekend. It was a first time ever real-world appearance of a Dark Tower character, I think.
Yes, I would definitely agree so.
Like, so that was pretty cool.
We'll get to that, and the new Sombra app launched, which has been changing our lives, only on the 19th at a time, because nothing else got released since then.
No.
But that God, that was a crazy day.
And also, tying in with that app, possibly, is a TetCorp website.
And possibly an augmented reality game, or an ARG for you nerd.
Non-nerds.
I meant you, nerd.
Oh, I'm really excited if it's an ARG.
He loves ARGs.
We're going to play it as a group.
So let's get into it. Let's palaver. Dark Tower Hour.
Boom.
That's right. San Diego Comic-Con happened this weekend. We didn't go there because I don't like millions of people stepping on me. I'm very, very small. And everyone there is so tall.
But
they're like Andrew Quick or his great-grandfather, who had a little bit of an airplane accident to bring it back home. You're saying Jesus because they know about Dark Tower?
It's just, I like the wedged in references.
So what happened at Comic-Con, dude?
So Comic-Con was pretty exciting because we were given the first ever real-world appearance of the Charlie's Choo Choo book, which exists.
There was a book signing held by Simon & Schuster, and yes. Stephen King announced on his website that Beryl Evans, the author of Charlie and the Choo Choo, from Jake's World,
yes.
Specifically.
Yes, we should say
she ain't no Claudia E. Inez Bachman.
No, she is the author, which makes sense because Jake's World is our world, so it makes sense that she is here.
Maybe. We don't know what world is what, I'll be honest, guys.
Presumably. So it makes sense that she would be here, and they gave away, what, like 1,000...
No, they gave away 150.
Oh, and they're selling for 1,000.
150 copies of Charlie the Choo-Choo actually printed up. There are pictures online, and we'll link to them right now. And if you're listening to the audio version, do a little work, guys.
Link's probably here.
No, maybe. It's going to take over all of our faces.
Oh.
It's not going to be a link. We're going to show the pictures, yeah.
Oh.
Get out of here.
I'm moving out of the way for the images.
No, they're superimposed on top of our head. Now I'm just cutting to you, like, weirdly. I have complete control on this, man. I am the Patrick Danville of this universe. Do you get that reference? Okay, good.
Me too. Do I get that reference?
The Charlie the Choo Choo book that came out of Comic Con.
Checking my credentials on air?
Is the exact copy from the book Jake read in Wastelands when he buys it, or is given it, rather, by Calvin Towers. So it's about a choo choo train that's seen better days that makes one triumphant journey to Topeka. Much like our friend Blaine the Pain.
The art is disturbing.
It's great. It is what I you found want it that very, book
it's
to be.
Exactly what you want that book to be.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I found it to be more, it was more intense than I imagined it. In my head, I imagined it a little more for kids.
Well, it's like Jake said.
It's
like,
really scary.
Those kids look like they're laughing and having a good time, but if you really focus on it, they're screaming because you can't trust Blaine, man.
They are Charlie. They are. I mean, in these drawings, they look like they're screaming.
They're terrified, yeah. And they had an actress play Beryl Evans and do some signings, and they gave away T-shirts, and we're super jealous of everyone who got to go. And also at Comic-Con, they were giving away Sombra Group shirts and Tet Corporation shirts. So it seems like, let's hope this isn't the last marketing leg of this movie, because we now have an official release date, and it is February 17th, 2017. So it's not that far away.
No. And if you were going to ramp up some kind of, like you were saying, interactive game or something, this would be the time to do it. And you would hope that that they aren't just releasing websites and t-shirts and making like in-store appearances.
Just for Comic-Con.
Just for the sake of Comic-Con or just for the sake of saying go see the movie, because it would be cooler if there was maybe a little more something to do there.
Every day, excited. The rest of my life I want it. Guys, another exciting thing happened this week, and that is the Sombra app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, it's on both the iTunes and the Android store, I believe.
Yep.
If you're one of those weirdos.
Are there images coming up right now of the Sombra app?
Sure. I'll do a little bit
of that. Yeah, show some pictures of it.
What is the Sombra app? I don't know. Sign in and you find out. Basically, it is a North Central Positonic scanner that allows you to scan images. Now, I've scanned probably 10,000 images at this point. Only about 5 have worked in the app.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving up. And we'll show a little video, right? Yeah, we can do that. We'll show a little video of what happens when you scan the Comic-Con EW Dark Tower cover.
Yeah, which seems to be the coolest thing.
I think you might recognize this scene a little bit. And for the people who are listening on the audio version, it's the rose. Sorry, guys. Get YouTube.
Yeah, get YouTube. It's but free. It's a cool rose. Or get the app. And you don't need the magazine to do it. You can just get the app on your phone and then bring up the magazine online and point at a picture, and it works just the same.
And
it works really cool on an iPad, though.
If you do the cover, you get the rose, Jake's rose from the abandoned lot on, 43rd Street? I'm wrong on there.
What else was the...
And there's a little Mills Corporation tag, and you hear some celestial music. The other app reactive photos have been... remember the face of your father photo? It's the Horn of Eld photo. It is the cover of the Charlie the Choo Choo book. Now, they're all bringing up the same effect, which is really cool. It's a thinny, and you hear thinny chimes, and the image becomes all distorted and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And again, it seems like there's a lot of potential to build up some kind of even just small little interactive story and start to thread some of these things.
It's also just great that anytime I want now, I can visit the Rose or go to Dash. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we're excited about that. And we're hoping that they're not going to just do the app for a couple days, because there hasn't been anything app related for weeks now.
No, not since the 19th.
And we're scared and alone.
Yep.
And we're alone.
Maybe on every 19th of every month leading up to the movie, there will be something we'll drop. I'm going to make that call right now. That is my hope and prediction.
If it doesn't happen,
I'll do a victory lap next week.
What if it doesn't happen?
If it doesn't happen,
will you do an entire episode with your shirt off and the Crimson King symbol painted on your chest?
Yes.
You heard it here first, folks. In addition to the app coming out, some websites are now online out of nowhere, seemingly.
As mentioned.
Mm-hmm. One of them is Sombra, like we said.
Yep.
SombraGroup.com. And the other one that just popped up is TetCorporation.com, which doesn't have much. It's Tet-Corporation.com, by the way.
Or Dash.
No, I think it's a hyphen.
Okay.
Doesn't have much information on it.
No, that's so the frustrating thing about both these websites is they are just tiny, tiny teases. You know, there's nothing really there. It's interesting that they're building these things out for the people, if you're an audio listener,
get on board with YouTube. We're going to show the images from the two websites right now.
But if you're an audio listener, we will hum. Hey, Jude, while we show these images. Ready?
No, I want to talk about him.
Oh, okay.
What is that?
You talk about him. I'll hum. Okay. Hey, Jude. 2, 3.
Now, to me, the coolest part of all of these is on the Tet Corporation, and it is the map of the locations they serve. And if you notice, I don't know all of them. I've asked the Dark Tower Reddit, and if you're a viewer from over at the Dark Tower, what up? Sigh. Thanks for coming. You'd see New York. You definitely see Topeka. You see Maine. There's some real-world tower locations on that map, which is cool. I don't know what this website will potentially be. Okay, we're done humming now. Or what the other website will be, or what the app itself is, because I'll be honest, I've never really played an ARG before. I kind of did some of the Lost stuff back in the day. Like, I read the book.
Yeah.
And I was all up in that Fab and Zeddy sequence. But you... Or an ARG, dude.
Yeah, I like to play them. I mean, that's not really true. I don't seek them out. There have been, other than the Lost one, which was really my first introduction to an ARG, there have been a couple for some book series that I've liked that I played for John Dies at the End.
Yeah, John Dies at the End.
Series, and then the sequel one. Yeah, and then.
Dude, there are spiders.
Yes, famously, I played that one. Famously, I played the John Dies at the End ARG.
Famously,
I played the sequel.
The first person I ever met who played an ARG.
This book is full of spiders. But. Typically, what can expect
is an ARG.
So, typically, what you can expect in these kinds of things is there was one recently for Cloverfield sequel.
Okay, yeah, sure. 10 Cloverfield Lane or something?
10 yeah. Some so number. usually what happens is there's a very small sort of ancillary story that leads up to the release of whatever, you know, this property is. With
story.
With this, you know, with this, there's obviously what they could very easily build right now is the fact that there are these two corporations in presumably our real world that are actually covers for other things and have alternate meanings. And then the way that they sometimes do these kinds of things is they'll hide codes in, you know, they'll hide like puzzles or codes in the actual code of the websites that will lead you to other things, blogs. And really it's just a service to sort of give you more backstory before you go into the movie.
And right now, the kind of the coolest potential thing on the app is there's a employee login section for NCP or Sombra, but no one has been able to get in there yet.
Yes.
So we're thinking that that will go live at a certain point and the game will get more involved.
Correct. And again, you don't build these kinds of things without needing, you know, it's like there's no real reason to have a login unless you're
not free to design that app.
No, yeah. There's a purpose to it. So yes. And one of the things that I actually haven't done yet that I will do before next week's show is go to the two websites, check the code, like the source code of the websites.
See, hacker?
See, it's very easy to do. You can do it if you're on Chrome or even Firefox. Like you right click and you just look for view source and it shows you what the source code of the website is. And oftentimes you will just see a weird piece of code in there that stands out, or I would say do a control F search for the number 19. Anywhere that might pop up might lead you to something, or the word 19. And you know, there might be something hidden in plain sight there that sort of unlocks at least the login aspect of the.
So there's stuff. There's stuff.
There has to be.
There's stuff coming.
Yeah.
One other thing we want to talk about this week, really cool, which we didn't touch on last time, was IGN. I think they ran the original interview with Idris Elba, who, of course, you know.
I actually think it was the very last piece of what ended up being like
W.
Yeah, like
Anthony Breznian
an 11-part Dark Tower series, which was amazing.
But they asked Idris, what is Roland's accent going to be like? And in not so many words, because we don't have the exact quote, because we are unprepared as fuck. See, I got a curse in every episode.
It's the Cotet way.
It's the Cotet way. It's our Cotet.
It's our Cotet. You do it. You figure
Guys,
it out as you
ka.
Go.
You don't understand ka.
You can't understand our ka.
You don't know our car. You're not. You don't think you're ready for this car.
Our car's a little caca. To quote my friend Eddie.
You love that one time that Eddie said the word caca.
One time he says it multiple times throughout that whole book. Caca.
You would know. He said the accent's going to be an American accent with kind of old world flourishes.
Love it.
What that means, but it sounds fine, and I'm happy that it's not British. I think. I never pictured Roland as having a British accent, even though the Arthurian stuff and you know what I mean? I always pictured him more of a cowboy. So
yeah, I think it means that it will hover somewhere between having a royal sort of sensibility to some of the words, but I think for the most part he's going to sound American.
Sure, like fancy actors talked in the 20s.
Yes.
You're like, oh, yes. Those people sound like they're from England, but they're not, maybe.
He will talk different enough that when he, you know, meets someone from our world that they will, I'm sure, take note. Because that's a big piece of even in the second book, of them people meeting him, you know, when Eddie first hears him for the first, he's like, well, you talk so weird. Like,
he talks in a completely different language.
I mean, but even when he finally starts to relate to him.
What's a Hopkin, am I right?
Yes.
Aston.
Delicious, I'll tell you that.
I call sandwich. Sometimes I say to myself, like, I'm hungry for a Popkin right now.
Delicious Popkin.
Just want to live in that world.
By the way, Dark Tower Hour is sponsored by Popkins.
Their sandwiches in Midworld. That's the tag. That's the slogan.
That's all the time we have.
Is it?
I think so.
I think we should discuss what's coming up next for this show.
Okay, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do one more kind of general-centric episode, specifically about the movie, where we're going to kind of speculate on what we think it's going to be. We've talked a little bit about it, but as more and more details come out, we're starting to get kind of a fuller vision on the potential for what this might movie be, at least. I see a lot of people saying, what books... Or is it going to cover stuff like that?
Yeah.
I think we're in a completely new place where you got to look at it as a pure sequel or a reimagining, and we would like to think what might happen in that. So we're going to talk about that.
So next week we'll sort of try to lay out a game plan for our viewpoint of where there's new
what are the rules set up.
Like. Yeah.
And other than that, folks, start reading Gunslinger if you haven't, because after next week's episode, we're going to do probably about 3 or 4 episodes, and we might do stuff in between so it doesn't get boring, but we're going to cover the books on this show. We don't exactly know how we're going to do it yet, but we're always going to give you time to let you know.
Gunslinger, in the most unprepared way possible, I'm sure, is how we'll do it.
Gunslinger last minute. Being the shortest book of all of them, so we figured 2 weeks might be enough time. Yeah. It might be 160 pages.
It's easy.
And if you've read it before, you don't need to reread it. And we're not going to do like a page-by-page, chapter-by-chapter thing. Other Dark Tower shows do that.
We're not that organized. They're fantastic. We don't want to take away from that.
Take away or even be able to compete, because we are not that kind of show.
Nope. We're just two idiots talking about Dark Tower for less than an hour.
I can't not vape
You can't not vape for 15 minutes.
That was a comment.
The name of the show says it all. Dark Tower Hour, 20 minutes every week.
20 minutes-ish.
In your face, in your ears.
So, ladies and gentlemen, take a journey back to Tull. Go rediscover the way station.
Yeah.
Almost get eaten by slow mutes on that weird Mario RPG minecart.
And then,
look, I know there are better references for a minecart than Mario RPG, but I love that level.
And then
Mallow.
Hang out with an old friend of yours until one of you turns into a skeleton.
Yeah, and then steal parts of his body.
Yep.
You murdered a kid to do it, so it's important.
Hey, take something. You better get something out of it.
I don't know if murder. You were definitely complacent in a child's death.
Yeah.
Bring it all around, Roland. I'm sure you will. I've read the books before.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Dark Tower Hour. We hope you enjoyed the show. Leave a comment if you dug it. If
Subscribe.
You have any questions, features you want to see in further episodes.
Yep.
If you've got any speculation about what this movie might be or questions about it, leave a comment. Hit us up on Twitter at Dark Tower Hour, Facebook at Dark Tower Hour. Or
Dark Tower Hour. Never mind.
Nope.
Dark Tower Hour.
We got it.
We got that unlocked there, baby.
Yes! You're thinking of another
Suck
thing.
Suck it, squatters.
And also, if you want to email us for any reason, we are at darktowerhour@gmail.com. And we're also both fairly active in the Dark Tower subreddit now, if you want to chat
we're running
with us
around
in there.
Yeah.
I'm drawing pictures of all the quartet of everybody. Look, it's Shardik and Andrew Quick post-pre-Lud. I'm not pre-Lud, during Lud, but you guys get it. Check it all out. It's our buddy.
It's our best friend.
All right. So that's that. We're the Dark Tower Hour. We hope you enjoyed the show. Tell your friends if you have any. I'm joking. I'm assuming you have so many. What?
Isn't that adorable?
Little,
I wish you had a little,
little Roland. Oh, what's the matter, buddy? Your fingers get cut off by lobstrosities.
It happens. Hey, subscribe.
Also subscribe.
Thank you.
I'm Matt Cohen.
I'm Sean DiPasquale.
Long days and pleasant nights.
Thank you, Si.